Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to John Thiel Gymnasium and the 25th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom. I'm your master of ceremonies this evening. Every year at this time, this is truly a special ceremony. We're happy you are here to help us honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes, coaches, and a football team. A special welcome to those listening worldwide on the internet. Let me first introduce to you the people that are joining me in the ceremony this evening. First, the president of District 205 Board of Education, Tom Colclasure. Galesburg High School Athletic Director, Ralph Henning. And from the GHS Booster Club, Steve Hawkins. And Pete Theory. As I have told you many times, every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony. Each year we invite a different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, coaches, friends of GHS sports that were or are part of the family fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective we have here in Galesburg. Is it good? We think so. As noted in the program, the tradition of excellence in Galesburg High School athletics is known across the Midwest, the United States, and the world. Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals that contribute to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you entered this evening, you should have received a copy of our program booklet. If you did not receive a copy, you may pick one up when you leave. This booklet lists the members of the selection committee and the procedure that is used to select the individuals and teams to the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 15 members considering candidates from the pre-1974 era, the old-timers era, as well as candidates from 1974 into the present. We call that the modern era. This year, the committee selected three candidates from the old-timers category, four athletes, a coach from the modern era, a friend of GHS sports, and a football team. Every year, fans and friends of the GHS sports question why or how the individual or team aren't already Hall of Famers. With this evening's class, one of the best to enter GHS Hall of Fame, that question will be answered once again. Our first inductee from the old-timers category from the GHS class of 1956 is Bill Granning. Bill is unable to attend this evening because of a previous Thanksgiving weekend commitment, and representing Bill this evening are Tom Wilson, A. Kimbrough, and Bobby Hoffman, teammates of Bill Granning. Bill Granning played basketball and baseball for the Silver Streaks, but basketball is where Bill truly excelled. As a 6'4" and a half center, Bill started all 3 years. It was a three-year high school at that point for the Silver Streaks, playing for three different coaches, Ken Menke, Frank Adams, and John Thiel. Bill saw the Silver Streaks basketball transition from the Gerald Phillips years to what people call the golden era of GHS basketball. And it all started with Coach Frank Adams' style that included an up-tempo offense, a tenacious defense that led ultimately to the GHS Hall of Fame team of 1956. Bill Granning used strong inside play and an unstoppable hook shot to lead the Silver Streaks in scoring his junior year. Bill's senior year, he was joined by Hall of Famers Mike Owens and Russ Lind and new coach John Thiel, and the Streaks were the talk of downstate basketball. Bill was Mr. Inside, Owens and Lind were Mr.'s Outside, and a team that lost a thrilling season-ending sudden-death super-sectional matchup to defending state champion Wes Rockford, a Rockford team that went on to win its second consecutive state high school championship in 1956. Bill was the leading scorer and second leading scorer his senior year. Bill mentions in a note to us by email that his most memorable moment in a Silver Streak uniform was the 56 game Wes Rockford, when he played the last 5 seconds of the regulation and a sudden death and the overtime and sudden death overtime, all with 5 fouls. Not sure how that happened. Then Bill went on to Knox College. He played 3 years at Knox College. Once again, freshmen were ineligible to play varsity play on a Siwash team that was arguably the best 3 basketball years in Knox College history. Bill was a unanimous all-conference selection in 1959, indicating the conference's most valuable player. At his graduation, Bill held records for most points scored in a season, 454, most points scored in a career, 952, most rebounds in a season, 265, most career rebounds, 592. And Bill did all of this after recovering from a bout with polio, just starting his 6th grade. Bill was an outstanding student. After graduating from Knox College, he earned an MBA from Indiana University, worked for Ford Motor Company for 33 years, is married to Barbara. He has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. He's retired in North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Bill Granning. Bill asked me to read the following statement. The first basketball game of the year was always the night before Thanksgiving. As a sophomore, I was a starter in my first varsity game in 1953. I took 4 field goal attempts, 5 free throws, and made all 9 shots. Although a perfect shooting night occurred for me 60 years ago this weekend, I never achieved a perfect night of shooting again throughout my career in high school or college. The game that sticks in my mind most is the game in 1956, which we've already talked about, and that is a game that one that identifies everyone on the team. And he wanted to make sure that everyone on the committee, as well as those people in the stands, received a big thank you from Bill Granning. And he also wanted to thank all his coaches. He really appreciates the honor. Thank you once again, Bill. Our second inductee from the old-timers category is Larry Stinson. Larry, from the class of 1964, played football, wrestled, and ran track for the Streaks, but wrestling is where Larry truly excelled. For a 3-year high school, Larry won 3 varsity letters, 2 conference championships, a district championship, as well for a Streaks grappler. He was also captain of the wrestling team his senior year. Larry won a total of 8 varsity letters for his freak athletics team, playing for Coach Cliff Van Dyke and wrestling for Coach R.E. Wallace. As a collegiate wrestler at Western Illinois University, Larry was a 2-time conference champion, a 3-time NCAA qualifier. Larry won 3 varsity letters at WIU and was captain his senior year. Larry has been a head coach at Lake Park High School. He has been a high school principal for 25 years. He has an extensive wrestling officiating resume, including numerous tournaments, 4 times officiating the NCAA Division III finals. He's also instrumental in organizing the Illinois Wrestling Federation Freestyle Wrestling Championship back in the 1970s. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Larry Stinson. Our final inductee for the old timers era is Dave Wood. Dave Wood is GHS class of 1968, is a longtime resident of Galesburg, and had the good fortune of playing basketball during the golden years of Silver Streaks basketball under legendary coach Bob Morgan and John Thiel. Coaches Bob and Bill Morgan instilled in Woody the love of the game and provided him with the basic skills and fundamentals. John Thiel provided him with the spirit of winning and teamwork. Woody was on both the 1966 and 1968 basketball teams that won second place in the Illinois State Tournament. He was a starting forward during his junior and senior years. Many longtime fans will recall the fiercely fought super sectional overtime game against Quincy at Western Illinois University, when Woody almost single-handedly brought the team back from being down 7 points with less a minute to play. Woody stole the ball 3 consecutive times to help the Streaks win a barn burner 61-60. The Streaks went on to annihilate the number 1 rated team in the state, Effingham, beating them by 32 points during the initial game of the state tournament in Champaign. The Streaks went on to win a close semifinal game against DeKalb, but then came up short against the powerhouse Evanston team in the state finals. Woody was named to the first team All-Illini and All-Northwest Conference basketball teams as a senior. Coach Bob Morgan says that Woody was the glue that made teams excel as they did, and defensively he was as good of anticipator of opponents' moves as he's ever coached. In addition to his basketball accomplishments, Woody also ran track. He was a state qualifier in the 440-yard dash and the mile relay. Upon graduating from GHS, Woody received a scholarship to Western Illinois University, but after 1 semester, he transferred to Knox College. He was a 3-year varsity competitor at Knox. Dave was the team's leading scorer in rebounding each year and finished his career as the leading scorer in Knox history. His other accomplishments include a single game high of 36 points against Beloit College, an overall season record point total. His senior year, he was chosen first team All-Midwest Conference and was the leading scorer in the Midwest Conference, averaging 21.7 points per game. Dave also cracked the men's basketball records when he connected on 18 of 19 free throws in a game during his senior year against Monmouth College. His 18 free throws is the 3rd most in a game in Knox College history. Woody was inducted into the Knox College Hall of Fame in 2011. Dave is well known in the community, having worked as sales manager for Lindsay Auto Center. He is now known as Mr. Wood, as he is frequently the substitute teacher in the hallways of Churchill Junior High and Galesburg High School. He is married to his high school sweetheart, Sandy, for 40 years. He has 3 children, Sarah, Ryan, and Mike, all former Streak athletes. Woody remains a strong and staunch supporter of both Galesburg and Knox athletics. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Dave Wood. Our next group of inductees are from the modern era. When a coach is voted or included as an inductee, an additional athlete is added to our inductee group. So this evening we will induct four athletes plus a coach. So our first inductee from the modern era is Lindale Pickerel. Lindale was truly an all-around athlete. She was an outstanding track athlete, accomplished volleyball and basketball athlete, not to mention a GHS football cheerleader. Lindale lettered 3 years in basketball, volleyball, and track. As a track athlete, Lindale placed seventh in the state of Illinois in the long jump, jumping against Olympian Jackie Joyner. Lindale held the GHS long jump record for over 20 years at 18.2 1/2. Lindale also qualified in the 100-yard dash, the 220-yard dash, and the 4x400 relay at state. In volleyball, Lindale earned a full ride to play volleyball at Carl Sandburg College and was an all-conference setter for 2 years and part of the conference championship in 1982. Lindale played basketball for Evan Massey for 3 years, was a starting forward, and at Carl Sandburg College, she played 2 years for Coach Jerry Heiss, part of an Arrowhead championship team in 1983. Lindale credits great coaching for her athletic success, including Gene Fisher, Bev Rosine, Mary Robson, Raleigh Inskeep, Evan Massey, Mary Hungate, Jerry Heiss, and her dad, Ray Pickerel. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Lindale Pickerel. Our next inductee from the GHS class of 1981 is Gary Lamon Pugh. Regrettably, Gary passed away December the 4th, 2010, from an extended illness. Gary's parents, Alfonso and Patricia Pugh, are accepting his award. Gary was a football player, a very gifted football player, elusive, powerful, and fast. Gary was the backbone of the Streaks offense for 2 years. He wasn't very big, but Gary played the game big. He was a two-time All-Western Big Six first-team selection. Gary had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. His senior year, Gary gained 1,173 yards on 184 carries, scoring 16 touchdowns. He finished his GHS career as the third most points scored by an individual in a season. He had the sixth most points scored during a career, the first most rushing touchdowns in a season, 16, the fifth in rushing TDs in a career, the fourth most TDs in a season, 16, sixth most TDs in a career, 26, and Gary led the Big Six in rushing and second in scoring his senior year. Quite obviously, he was an all-state selection in football. Gary went on to attend Santa Ana Junior College in California, Western Illinois University, and Monmouth College. After 3 years in college, Gary joined and served in the United States Army for 6 years, serving in Desert Storm Iraq War with the rank of E6. Gary received the Army Service Ribbon, the National Defense Service Medal, the Army Lapel Button, the Southwest Asia Service Medal with 3 Bronze Stars, the Kuwait Liberation Medal, the Army Good Conduct Medal, and the Sharpshooter Badge. Returning to the States, Gary worked construction, was a disabled veteran, but he loved sports and he loved to compete. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Gary Lamon Pugh. Our next inductee from the class of 1992 is Sean Kane. Sean was a versatile three-sport athlete at GHS, excelling in football, basketball, and baseball. Sean won 8 varsity letters at GHS. Sean was a 3-year starter at quarterback and captained the football team in 1991, Western Big Six champions, and state Class 5A qualifier. Sean was selected first-team all-conference. He averaged nearly 42 yards per TD pass in 1991. He was second highest in school history. He averaged 38 yards per TD pass for his GHS career. Sean owns the 4th longest TD pass in school history, 83-yard strike. Sean was the 7th most TD passes in a career for the school, 12. And Sean was a 2-year starter on the basketball team as well. Sean was a sophomore key member of the 1989-1990 basketball squad that was instrumental in the huge upset of top rank and undefeated Rock Island Rocks in the sectional tournament at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, playing for Coach Barry Swanson. Sean was also a 3-year starter on the baseball team. He caught and played the infield and played the game hard like a football player for Coach Gary Brewington. At season end, Sean was selected the Budget Award winner as the senior most valuable athlete. Sean also was a finalist for the Don Morris Award, the Western Big Six Most Valuable Player Award. Sean went on to Monmouth College, and he earned 8 letters in football and baseball. Sean was a top 10 achiever in 6 offensive categories for the Scots football. He was first-team all-conference second baseman and part of the Scots League Championship baseball team in 1993. Sean was 4-time academic all-conference, the winner of the McClintock Award for the most distinguished male athlete. Sean is the oldest son of Pat and Kelly Kane, Kelly being the Hall of Fame GHS coach. Sean is the attending anesthesiologist at Galesburg Cottage Hospital, is married to Megan, also the class of 92. He has 2 children, son Brady, daughter Finley, and continues to be a strong supporter of GHS sports. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Sean Kane. Our next inductee from the GHS class of 2003 is Derek Blackwell. Derek Blackwell played football and basketball, but football is where Derek truly excelled. At 6'3", 230 pounds, big number 34 in football lingo was a load. The biggest back to play in GHS history. He was a 4-year football starter, the first freshman to start at GHS football, and was the first 4-year letter winner. Derek was Western Big Six leading rusher in 2000, 3 times All-Conference, All-State Honorable Mention 2 years, All-American High School his senior year, CBS Sportsline All-American fullback, ESPN Top 20 recruit, 3-year football captain, and led the streaks in scoring and rushing 3 of his 4 years, and led the 2002 team to the state playoffs. Derek is 3rd in career scoring with 176 points, is 3rd in rushing yards, 2,663, is 3rd in career TDs, 29, and injuries in his junior year prevented Derek from posting even more awesome stats. Derek was a 3-year starter on the Streaks basketball team and was also a 2-year captain. Derek went on to play football at Western Illinois University, earned 2 letters for the Leathernecks. He is currently the assistant coach for at the freshman level for running backs and linebackers here at GHS. Derek is the son of GHS athletes Lisa Williams and Darren Blackwell. ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Derek Blackwell. Our next inductee is Coach John P. Willie. As a Hall of Famer on his first year of eligibility, John was the GHS boys swimming coach from 1984 to 2009. And what a run. John had 9 undefeated seasons, 10 Western Big Six championships, 9 sectional championships, a 9th place finish in the state in 2005-2006, and an overall dual record of 116-57-3, building the boys' swim team into one of the most successful sports programs at GHS. It didn't start out exceptionally successful for Coach Willie, but the combination of early morning workouts, weight training, hard nose, old school, you better swim your best, encouragement, and not to mention that motivational death stare, drove Streaks boys swimmers to achieve. From David Anderson, GHS Hall of Famer and star swimmer that swam for Coach Willie, even with his impressive record, the real difference was Coach Willie's relationship with his athletes. As a true mentor and teacher, John Willie was the standard for what high school coach should be. He was a leader by example, and while teaching us technical skills in the pool and weight room, he never seemed to run out of invaluable life lessons, day in, day out, that his athletes will continue to use for the rest of their lives. Some of the most important lessons that any of us can ever learn are like respect, integrity, dedication, responsibility, determination, and teamwork were the heart of GHS swimming and were learned as the direct result of Coach Willie's philosophy, unquote. Many people didn't realize that John coached football for 17 years, and of course he taught in the school system, GHS school system, for 33. He is married to Patricia, has daughters Sarah, Murphy and Anna Curry, and has grandchildren Clayton, Madeline, Isla, and currently is retired and living in Galena, Illinois. Again, from David Anderson summarizing, not all of his former swimmers are able to be here tonight, but we all want him to know how much we appreciate the sacrifices he made over the years, the 6 a.m. practices, the night, the weekend meets, the summer training, the scheduling, the writing of workouts, organizing team fundraising, everything else that was necessary to establish a successful program. As you are enshrined in the Hall of Fame today, be proud of your many, many accomplishments and accolades. For more than that, be proud of the unique and positive impact you had on the many lives of the men who went through your program and are better for it. Congratulations, Coach Willie. You deserve this. I couldn't say any better myself. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer John Willie. Our next inductee from our category, Friend of GHS Sports, is Jim Isaacson. Jim was a two-sport athlete at Galesburg High School, playing football and baseball for the Streaks. But that's not the reason Jim was selected as a Hall of Famer. You see, nearly every year since 1963, Jim has been coaching something in Galesburg. American Legion Baseball, the Galesburg Pioneers Baseball, Carl Sandburg College Baseball, Knox College baseball, the JFL football, YMCA basketball, which means that nearly every streak athlete knew of Jim Isaacson, and nearly every baseball player played for, was coached by, or given a tip from Jim Isaacson. Jim taught you the game, base running, hit the cutoff man, know your employer, know your opponent, a few really important parts of the game. Jim was co-founder of the Galesburg Junior Football League and board member for 30 years. Jim coached YMCA basketball and the Traveling Junior Streaks basketball. Jim was head coach of the American Legion Baseball on and off from 1966 until 1989. That's a commitment. Jim was head coach of baseball for Carl Sandburg College for 14 years. He was head baseball coach at Knox College for 8 years, earning 2 Midwest Conference Coach of the Year awards. In his spare time, Jim was a baseball scout for the Cleveland Indians and the Tampa Bay Rays. Yes, Jim is a coaching legend, a legacy that will be hard to duplicate. 1,067 victories, over 800 men coached, and a man that made most of his players believe in themselves. As Coach Dave Peck stated, Jim is the godfather of Galesburg baseball. As Ernie Banks would say, Jimmy, let's play too. So, for your commitment to coaching excellence, coaching future, current, and former Silver Streak athletes, Jim Isaacson, you are a GHS Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Jim Isaacson. Our final inductee for this evening is from the team category and is the 1991 GHS football team. The 1991 Galesburg High School football team finished with a regular season record with 8 wins, 1 loss under the guidance of Coach Chris Stile in his third year at the helm of the Silver Streaks. The Streaks lost a heartbreaking season opener and then ran off 8 wins in a row. From the team aspect, the 1991 football team was one of 2 teams in the last 46 years of Galesburg High School football to win 8 regular season games. The only other team was the 1980 team. Also, the longest regular season winning streak. 8 games since 1975. The 2 best years of winning back-to-back years, 14 wins, 5 losses in the last 32 years. They were undefeated in Western Big Six Conference. They were champions. They stopped the Rock Island Allman 16-game winning streak, and they eventually lost to the 5A state semifinalist Joliet Catholic in the first round of an unseeded, at that point, IHSA state playoff. A lot of you will remember that. That was played in a snowstorm. In 1991, the Streaks were explosive offensively. The Streaks averaged 28.4 points per game, the 7th highest in school history. They scored 284 points, which is 7th highest in school history and highest since 1966. 40 TDs scored in a season was the 5th highest in school history and the highest since 1966. And 4 TDs per game is the 6th highest average and beating their opponents by 10 and a half points a game is one other thing that this team really hung their hat on. Individually, Jerry Cato, a fullback, scored 13 touchdowns in that season, the 11th highest in school history. Sean Kane had the 83-yard touchdown pass, the fourth longest in school history. Sean also had the seventh most TD passes in school history. The tandem of Jerry Cato and TJ Pendleton, 140 points, and they scored in 1991, the third highest in school history. Craig Foxall, the linebacker, had single season and career leader in tackles and number one in school history. C.J. Ramage had two interception returns for TDs, one at 79 yards, one at 62 yards, the 11th and the 7th best in school history. And a team that placed 10 players to the 24-man Western Big Six All-Conference team. Those players included Jerry Cato and Craig Foxall, who were co-MVPs, plus Sean Kane, Brian Welch, Marcus Rosenberg, John Hawkins, T.J. Pendleton, Casey Smith, Isaac Mosley, and Kenton Mustaine. To summarize the last century of Galesburg High football, there have been truly two outstanding teams when compared to their peers over half a century of football. In over 40 years of GHS participation in the Western Big Six, football teams have produced only four conference champions, and only two teams navigated the conference undefeated, along with winning eight single-season games. The 1980 team and the 1991 team we're honoring here this evening. When compared against their peers, the last half century of Galesburg High School football, the 1991 football team, and their accomplishments, both as a team and individually, truly stand out as one of the finest teams in Galesburg High School football history. Ladies and gentlemen, the GHS Hall of Famer, the 1991 GHS football team. I'm going to mention the members of the team that are unable to be here tonight, and then I'll introduce those that are. Unable to be here tonight are Silver Streak players Mike Anderson, Jeremy Baker, John Curry, Ben Hipley, Matt Klusman, Justin Lee, John Lipsky, Robbie Martin, Todd Martin, Grant Myers, David Nash, Chris Paisley, Ramondo Randall, Kurt Robinson, Zach Shea, Casey Smith, Tim Smith, Josh Spurgeon, and Eric Whiteside. Also unable to be with us, our managers Bill Palillo and Mark Wong. But to introduce those that are here in alphabetical order, GHS Hall of Famer Bobby Allen. Tom Anderson. Gordon Auger. Lee Blakewell. Jerry Cato. Aaron Dominick. Rusty Dominick. Craig Foxall. John Hawkins. Sean Kane. Jason Lytle. Isaac Mosley. Kenton Mustaine. B.J. Pendleton. C.J. Ramage. Brett Rickards. Representing his son, Marcus Rosenberg. Mr. Rosenberg, come forward for your son. Marcus Rosenberg. Jason Spring. Tom Turner. Mike Wager. Brian Welch. Aaron Young. Carl Palillo, manager. And the coaching staff. Jerry Albright. Bill Allison. John Allison. Mark Reed. Jay Barshinger. John Willey. And one of the things that always came out when I talked to people about this football team is the closeness and camaraderie. And to give you an idea of how important this is, the coach came back. Coach Chris Stiles.
Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be back here, and I want to congratulate all the inductees here tonight. I want a tremendous honor, and just so truly honored and privileged to represent the 1991 football team here at Galesburg High School. It was just a special group of young men. Being here tonight at the reception, it just reminded me there's just more to a football team and a program than just the team itself. And then we had great leadership, a great administration. We had great families. You know, we had great families here in Galesburg. The parents were just, give them a hand. They're just tremendous. You know, usually if you weren't around here 23 years ago, it's hard to really identify how good this football team was by just looking at records or even listening to stats. You know, most teams are identified by how many games they win. But really, the truth of the matter with this football team was it was really identified of the two games that it lost. We go to Peoria Richwood's the first game of the year. Peoria Richwood's had not lost a regular season game in almost 6 years. And we make a great comeback in the second half and to take the lead and then only lose on a last-second field goal. In fact, I still haven't gotten over that one. And then we play in the playoffs here a night that if you were here 23 years ago and you saw us play Joliet Catholic, I doubt you're not talking about just a great high school football program in the state of Illinois. You're talking about a nationally renowned high school football program that had a player that went ahead and went all pro, was an all pro NFL player for four different times for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mike Allstott. And we played that game in 4 or 5 inches of snow. And just played incredible that night, just ended up losing. But in between those two bookends of that season, that loss, that first loss and that last loss, we had a dominating football team here at Galesburg High School. We literally dominated that season schedule, went through the whole Western Big Six. We're never challenged in the fourth quarter. We had great football players here. I wish you could have seen Jerry Cato run the football. He'd run over you, and he'd run past you. Or if you watch Dr. Kane play. He was just a playmaker. He made winning football plays. And, yeah, I got to say it for his mama, that T.J. Pendleton could run too. Yeah, he could play. And all those guys, Rosenberg and Welch and, you know, all those guys, John Hawkins, all those guys were such good players, Ramage, Mosley. I could go on and on. You know, but, and then Craig Foxell, he was psychotic, but he could play football, I'll tell you what. He could play. As I reflect back on those years, on that year, and I reflect back on the team, you kind of go, what makes that team so special? And really, what it was, and it's just as simple as it could be. Those guys were football players. And I'll tell you something, there's something special about being a football player. And I hope this town and you still realize the importance of football. These guys were football players, and it was just something about them. They had a toughness about them that was uncharacteristic. You just don't see it in today's society. They were tough. They were tough-minded. We grinded on them as coaches. It didn't matter. They were tough. They met every challenge. And I'll tell you what, they were special. And I'll tell you this, the other thing that made them special too, you know, you talk about teamwork and playing as a team and playing as one. But here's what was special about this team. It went beyond that. This team was a brotherhood. I mean, it literally was a brotherhood. We had guys that just, they cared for one another. They fought for one another. They bled for one another. They stood up for one another. They cared about one another. And they certainly cared about winning. They certainly cared about this high school. And that's what it made them special. And those characteristics, what made them so special in 1991, is why they're Hall of Famers today. Thank you very much.
I think it's pretty obvious Coach Style was a motivator. I imagine everybody's ready to go out and play right now, right? Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our Hall of Fame induction ceremony. I'd like to thank Albert Kimbrough, Tom Wilson, Gary Brewington, Kelly Kane, Barry Swanson, and all the people, friends, and family who helped with the information about our inductees tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, one final hand for the 1991 GHS football team. Thank you very much.